Sweetest friends, this year should be a special S'chus L'Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bashi Shmuel. In the Talmud Yerushalmi, in Meseches Shviyas, the very beginning, Aleph on the Beis, the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, how long are you allowed to be Choresh on in a state Ilan, in a tree of in a field of trees before Shviyas? Beis Shammai says, calls Manshi Yafa the Pri, as long as your plowing will be beneficial to the fruit of the sixth year. But after that, you're not allowed to do it anymore because then it's benefiting the seventh year. Beis Hillel says, till Shavuos. They give a set time. The Mishnah says their times aren't so far from each other. Then the Gemara finds a source for this din of Tosefes Shviyas, of adding on to Shviyas. And then the Gemara asks on the Mishnah of Im Kain that you're not allowed to be Choresh from Atzeres and on, and that's Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel also is from Pesach, is the time you're not allowed to be Choresh estate Tvua, a grain field. So then why today are we Choresh until Rosh Hashanah of Shviyas? Why do we go till the end? So Amar of Kuspi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino Hetiru Be'isur Shnei Prakim Harishonim. Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din were matir the Isser of these two Prakim of Pesach and of Atzeres. That even though originally it was Aser, came Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din, and they were matir to be Choresh until Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yochanan asks, Lo kein tanina, did we not learn in the Mishnah in Edios that ein Beis Din yochol avat and Beis Din chaver shegolim and chachum v'minyan? One Beis Din is allowed to avat on another Beis Din, so how could the Heiliger Rabbi Gamliel be mevatel divrei Beis Din kodmin and allow, in other words, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and allow us to plow all the way until Rosh Hashanah, when it's forbidden. It's forbidden from Pesach, from Atzeres, according to Beis Hillel. Stay Tvua Pesach, stay Ilan Atzeres. So Rabbi Yochanan answers, Rav Krispi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, so he says the name of Rav Krispi again, that the Hatanai was that when they made this Isser, Shem Bikshu Lachor Shechroshu, that if they want to be Choresh, they could be Choresh. Just to give a little bit of background, Chachamim made a Tanai, says the Gemara, because they were Choshesh that maybe in the future there's going to be a need for this to be Choresh the Karkos until Rosh Hashanah, and they didn't want to be Gorim Mehefsid L'Rabim, and therefore they made a Tanai that you could be Mevatel the Yisr. This Teretz of Rabbi Yochanan is also brought in the Babli Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara there is Tamea, that the Yisr of Tosefes Shviyas is not a Takanas Chachamim, it's Min HaTorah. So how could Chachamim be Mevatel? And that's the Shverkite now with this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is only asking about what? About how they're Mevatel Divrei Beis Din Chavero. But what about the fact that Tosefes Shviyas is not just a Takanas Chachamim, it's Min HaTorah? Torah says you have to add on. It's not just Takanas Chachamim. To quote the Lashon of the Bavli, Dit Huhi, It's there tonight. Halacha l'Moshe miSinai. Tosefa Shvi says Halacha l'Moshe miSinai, because we see that Eser Netiyos is a special heter to plow a Ste'ilan that has 10 young saplings until Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, you're not allowed to. It has to have 10 young saplings in the area of a Beis Se'ah. Otherwise, you're not allowed to. So it's Halacha l'Moshe miSinai. So the Gemara answers, Am Rav Yitzchak ki gemiri hilchasa. When we learn that Halacha l'Moshe miSinai, that's only that you're not allowed to be Chorish 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And then Hil and Shammai were metakein mi Pesach v'ad Atzeres. Meaning, Hillel says, stay Tvua, stay Lavan from Pesach, and stay Ilan from Atzeres. And they made a Tanai in this Takana that he could be Mevatel. But when Rabbi Gamliel was Mevatel, the Isser 30 days before remained. Because it's Halacha l'Moshe miSinai. And then the Gemara goes weiter and it asks, it's not Halacha l'Moshe miSinai, it's a Pasuk. It says, B'charesh u'v'katsir tishbos. What's that teaching us? Rabbi Akiva says, Charesh al Erev Shviyas. She'nichnas l'Shviyas. So you see that it's really Halacha l'Moshe, you see that it's really a pasuk. So skipping a little bit, Allah Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak ki gemiri hilchasa. When did we learn Halacha l'Moshe miSinai? L'mishri to be matir yalda, to be matir a young sapling. In other words, these 10 saplings. That's the Halacha l'Moshe miSinai matir. Cry and the psukim that we learned Tosefes of 30 days. Came to Aser, Lemesar, Zekena, a regular field. And because of the Iser Tosefes, the Zekena, which is Minat Torah, the Psukim are saying that if it's not 10 young saplings, you're not allowed to plow the field 30 days before. We needed the Halacha l'Moshe miSinai to be matir the Eser Netiyos. That's what the Halacha l'Moshe miSinai to be matir is, because the Psukim, Aser, the Zekena, Aser plowing 30 days before, so therefore the Halacha l'Moshe miSinai is matir the Yelados. So it turns out that the Iser is really Minat Torah. Not only Halacha l'Moshe miSinai, it's from the Psukim. And then the Gemara asks again, V'kevan d'hilchas al mishri yalda. So since the Halacha l'Moshe miSinai is coming to be matir charisha b'tosefes shviyas for the Eser Netiyos, lav memela, don't we hear automatically zekena asura? That the older ones are Aser. So what do I need the Psukim for? Once you have a Halacha l'Moshe miSinai to tell you that you're allowed to plow a field of these 10 Netiyos, of the young ones, then you know automatically the Zekenos are Aser. So what b'chlal do I need the Halacha l'Moshe miSinai for? So the Gemara's teretz is Ela Hilchasa, you know I need the Halacha l'Moshe miSinai, the Rebbe Yishmael. So according to Rebbe Yishmael, the Psukim are not telling us Tosefes Shviyas Bechlal. he uses the pasuk Rabbi Akiva uses for Tosefta Shavuot something else, and therefore for him the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai comes to Aser Tosefta Shavuot. So we have that it's either Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai and or Krai, if you have the psukim, it's Rabbi Akiva. So comes out then that either we have a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai or a pasuk to aser plowing within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. So now we get back to the Kasha. Kasha is on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, how did the Beis Din, Rabban Gamliel, how are they matir the Isser of Pesach and Atzeres? Ein Beis Din Yochel Avatel Beis Din Chaver Racha Godem Menu Chachmo V'minyan. That a Beis Din is not allowed to be Mevatel Beis Din Chavero until it's Gadol Menu B'Chachum V'Minyan. So how are they Matir to plow until Rosh Hashanah? It says in the Yerushalmi that they were Matir the Isser of Pesach and Atzeres, and they permitted to plow all the way until Rosh Hashanah. It's a mafurish at Tosefta, Aleph Aleph, Ein Chazani Shvius Yud Zayin Lamed Beis. So, if they were allowing, Gamaliel Bezino were allowing in the first two prakim, if they were allowing until Rosh Hashanah, then they weren't only Mevatel, Divrei Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, they were Mevatel Din Torah, either Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai or Psukim. So what on earth is going on over here? What's the kasha? Ain't Beis Yochel Abatel Beis Dilver Beis and Chaver Shei Goldem and Ochach V'Minyan. I have a better question. You now let it be Mevatel Din Doraisa. So how are they Mevatel this Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai or the Psukim? Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din are great people, but there's a limit. In the Yerushalmi and Halacha Hey, it says that you're not allowed to be Choresh B'Zakeno, it says Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Like we saw in the Bavli, according to one of the paints, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So how are they Matir Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? So in the Bavli, we have that Rav Yitzchak says that the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And Hillel and Shammai were Metaken Mi-Pesach V'Atzeres, and they made a Tanai that you can come and be Mevatel. So it turns out, I don't know if I read this before, but it turns out the Rabban Gamliel was only Mevatel what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said. But he was not Mevatel what the Torah says. In other words, according to the Bavli, you can still go until 30 days before. You can still plow until 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to plow from 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. That's according to the Bavli. So Rabban Gamliel wasn't being Mevatel Takanas HaTorah. Rabban Gamliel was just being Mevatel Takanas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and they made it Tanai. I call a rotzel avatel yavo v'yavatel, but he wasn't being mevatel what the Torah says. He was only being mevatel Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. The Yerushalmi says that Rabban Gamliel Beis Dino Hetiru Be'isur Shnei Prakim Harishonim, which means again, according to the Tosefta, they said that it's mutter to go until Shvius, until Rosh Hashanah. Because our Gemara doesn't make the same chiluk. Our Gemara doesn't make the chiluk and say that they were only mevatel what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said, but they weren't mevatel what the Torah says. So the mashmaos is that they were mamish mevatel what the Torah says, and you're allowed to be you're allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah. But how can they go against the Torah? How can Rabban Gamliel Beis Dino go against the Torah? How do we know that it's following the Tosefta? Because it says Mefurish in the Yerushalmi, Vim Kein Lama Namar Shechor Shemad Rosh Hashanah. Why does it say that they're Chorish until Rosh Hashanah? So the Graz Mochek Namar, as Lama Chor Shemad Rosh Hashanah. Why are we plowing until Rosh Hashanah? So according to the Bavli, we're not plowing till Rosh Hashanah. We're only plowing till 30 days before. And Rabban Gamliel didn't make a gzeira again, didn't make a takana against what the Torah says, because the 30 days before he left. But according to the Yerushalmi, they said you can mamish go till Rosh Hashanah. And then the Yerushalmi asks a very poor question, l'chora. How you mevatel in the Beis Yochel about the Beis and Chavero? What do you mean Beis and Chavero? You now to be mevatel what the Torah says, what Halacha Moshe Misinai says. So this is very shver. So Moreno Agon Reb Nosson in his Nosson Pirio, many many years ago, they came out with a Nosson Pirio on Shvius, and it wasn't so big, that sefer, but. I saw now they came out with a new edition that I have. It's 633 pages. It's a number of times the size of the first one. So much to say on Shvius. It's amazing, Baruch Hashem. So his grandson is putting out his grandfather's Sfarim. They already put out in his lifetime, I think 69 Sfarim, but there's still a lot more to come. There's three on the Minchas Chinuch, and on Bava Basra, and on a lot more Torah, Mirtz Hashem. And he's already put out numerous Sfarim since he was Nifter. So it's a big schus. Anybody who wants to help pay for it, so there. Yeah, it's a big schus. Rav Nosson promises to daven for anybody who helps pay for the publishing of his svarim. So you can contact his grandson and be a shutaf. In any event, so Rav Nosson Gishtetner Zecher Tzadik Levracha explains as follows that later on in Halacha Hey, it says V'achshav Lamein Chorshin B'Zekeno Samalei B'Shoshin Ed Halacha Nitna Shem Bikshu Lachor Shechoroshu. So why now are we Choresh B'Zekenos? Why do we go and keep plowing in the old ones, meaning not the 10 Netios that is permitted until Rosh Hashanah? And the answer is because when the Halacha Moshe Misinai was given, it was given that if they want to be Choresh, they could be Choresh. The Pnei Moshe explains, Shebetchila kach nemra halacha, shim bikshu lachrosh b'ilon ha-zekenos, yachroshu v'sholem chos b'yadim, that originally, that was the Halacha, that if they want to be Choresh with ilon ha-zekenos, they can do so and we shouldn't protest. So it's very difficult to understand. Where do we find such a Halacha that you're allowed to be mevatelit whenever you want to be mevatelit? That's, you have such Halachas that you could just be mevatel whenever you feel like being mevatel it. But that's the Yerushalmi seems to say here in Halacha Hey. And the Bavli in Moed Kut and Gimel Amid Beis, it says that they made a tenai shekol harotze levatel yavo v'yavatel shekachis nushamai v'hilo b'shas takanasam. That's another vort that Shammai and Hillel said that, but not that the But that halacha l'moshe misinai should be that way, that's impossible. Ma pitom, you should have a halacha that you could be mevatel. The Shammai and Hillel can say that, but we don't have halacha l'moshe misinai that are tali baratzon. So it appears as follows, that it says in Moed Katan Dalet Amud Aleph that the halacha is coming to be matir, to be chorish b'esur netiyos ha'mefuzaros b'soch b'esah. And memela we know that the zekenos are asura. Since the halacha l'moshe misinai is matir, Eser Netios, we know that if it's a Zekenos, the older ones, the older siblings, you're not allowed to plow. So it emerges that halacha l'moshe misinai didn't aser b'mefurish to be chorish Zekenos, just since the halacha is that you're allowed to be chorish Yelados, memela we know that Zekenos is suros. Now the reason the halacha was only matir Yelados, Rashi explains in Moed Katan, is because there's a pseida, there's a loss when they're not chorish. So now if there's a case where even by Zekenos there's a loss when they're not chorish, we can say that Zekenos are also going to be mutter. Because that the halacha was matir to be chorish Yelados is not a gzeiros hakosev that dafka the young ones are permitted, but rather it's a svar, there's a pseida. If you have 10 trees spread around the field like that, and equally, Eser Netios is halacha l'moshe misinai that you're allowed to plow, because otherwise it's going to be a pseida. But if you have other cases where there's going to be a pseida, then you're allowed to plow. Now Rabban Gamliel and his Beis Din saw in their door that even Zekenos, there's going to be a loss when they're not going to plow, because there was a symptom of the shefa, like it says in Shas Bava Basra, Miyam Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Lo Hukshema Ruach Dronis, Ven Hukshema Yodim Yotzer HaTov, rain problems from the Chorban, Tainus, Yitaz Samet Beis, Miyam Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nashuk Mashim Tzimukum La'olam, Yeshanu Shashim Ruv, Yeshanu Shashim Shema Mu'atim, sometimes a lot of rain, sometimes a little rain, it's not easy to get rain. So therefore, you need to plow more, like the Rambam says in Shvi'is Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, that Harishas De'ilan is in order that the rain should go deep into the field. So in the generation of Rabban Gamliel Beis Dino, the Zekenos became like the Yelados. V'hutra Harishas Zekenos Medina, because they were living in a time where there was scant rain, and Mimela, they needed to be matir the Zekenos, just like the Yelados. So it's interesting, there were three Rabban Gamliels. There was Rabban Gamliel HaZaken, who was the Nechad of Hillel, who was the Nasi at the end of Bayis Sheni. And then there was Rabban Gamliel of Yavne, who was the Nasi of Sanhedrin, B'tkufas Yavne, L'achar HaChorban. And then there's Rabban Gamliel of Benoshel Rebbe, Rabbi Danasi. That's the third one. And the Mefarshim argue about which Rabban Gamliel we're talking about here, who was Matir. Is it Rabban Gamliel of Yavne, which is after the Chorban, or Rabban Gamliel Benoshel Rebbe, who was also after the Chorban, but either way you look at it, it's the later one. So Mimela, we're dealing with a time where there's less rain. If there's less rain, so then we need to plow, otherwise there's going to be a pseida. And not that it says here in the sugya, the Rav Krispi B'Shem Rav Yochanan says, Shem Bikshu Lacho Shech Roshu, to answer the kasha. What do you mean? So the answer is no. The Tanai of the earlier Batei Dinim was that they were metakin, that if you want to be Choresh, you can be Choresh. So that refers to what it says later, that if the halacha was that Rabbi Yochanan says, Shem Bikshu Lachor Shechroshu. So that's even the halacha of Moshe Misinai. But this answer answers both. It answers both kashas. How are they mevata what Shammai and Hillel said? And how are they mevata halacha l'moshe misinai? Because halacha l'moshe misinai says that in a case of need, you're allowed to plow even until Rosh Hashanah. So the kasha was only about the how are they mevata takan of Shammai and Hillel. But the Teretz took care of even the halacha l'moshe misinai question. And that's the lashon of the Rash, the Kaman Mishnah Vav, Nitna Halacha Benetios, Al Menashe Gam Zekenos Mivakish Lachos Yachosh. The Halacha was matir the Netios, because we see if there is a need for the Zekenos, then you're also allowed to plow for the Zekenos. Because as long as there's a Hefseid. It's interesting, Rashi gives the reason that there's a Heter Halacha Moshe Misinai to plow the Yelados in Moed Katan and Beis and Gimel Amud Beis, because of Hefseid. So what do you need? When are you giving reasons for halacha l'moshe misinai? The answer is you need it here because that's ultimately going to be matir the zakenos as well. That you're not only allowed to be choresh for the young siblings, but even for the older siblings when it's necessary. So that explains this gemara why. Still not so glad that the question is on the. We're answering the kasha. We're according to our hezber. We're answering even that they went against halacha l'moshe misinai. But why is the kasha the weaker kasha of being mevatel b'shamayin hillel when it could have been stronger kasha? How is Rabban Gamliel mevatel what halacha l'moshe misinai said or the psukim say? Uncle Panim, definitely we have a food for thought, and it's always fascinating to be mashveh between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and it's supposed to be learning the Yerushalmi b'chalal, especially as we come close to the Shemitah year. So this is very, very exciting. We should be zoche for nisim and aflaus and mitzvah Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.